is the Fan.
The Techie. Son of a Sinkhole. Seeing it clearly. The Analyst. The Catcher. The Covenant.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hello. It's never good when I walk in and you're already laughing.
Why?
It just sets, like, it's good for you. It might be good for radio.
Why are you smiling?
But I know I'm walking into something troublesome.
Why are you smiling?
Because it's never like, I don't know, you get an evil sort of laughter going sometimes. You know what I mean?
Like, diabolical?
Yeah, like Cruella DeVille or something like that.
Well, I'm...
Yeah, I think that's the perfect word. Diabolical.
I'm in the Loran. Well, what's the Loran?
Yeah.
It's the Prophet.
Okay.
What's remember the... Loran Prophet, University of Maryland?
Okay. Jeez. Okay, yeah.
Well, that's my summary. What's my summary? It's my role.
Oh, boy. Yeah, see what I mean?
So people,
I can tell them. That's the thing people need to know about coming in to be in studio with PA.
Yeah.
You open that door, and it's almost like the weather outside. You can tell if it's hot or cold. You can sense the vibe immediately.
But it's never stale.
No, but some days it's calm.
Yeah.
Some days I walk in, like just now, and I go, oh, boy, what are we about to talk about?
Well, I'm in the Loran.
Uh-huh.
What is the Loran? Well, it's the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And my entrell, I mean my summary, I mean my role, is to find the, like this.
The Techie.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Gleeman.
How many total drops do I have in there? There's a lot.
You got like three.
Yeah.
You got the Analyst, Techie, I think.
Plus then the songs and the robot noise.
Well, we got Gleeman. Well, yeah, no, overall like that, I mean, because, yeah.
Yeah, I claim all those.
Roger Troutman and Zap with Computer Love.
Yes.
And well, that science thing, that's for Jesus.
Yeah.
That thing and other a few others, probably about nine.
Yeah, I like it.
But I don't get in here enough to see, like when I'm you weren't here last week, so I could have done this last week. Don't forget, coming up Tuesday, 11 o'clock, it's Techie time.
Sneak peek at next week.
Or then when you get here,
sneak peek at fresh meat.
We got fresh meat in studio right now with some twins and some Timberwolves. But what made me laugh is I did this, okay?
The Techie. The Catcher.
What does that
you're
even
the catcher.
Mean? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're the catcher. Yeah.
Is there a...
Here's the O2 delivery from the announcer.
What was that even from?
When Tim, well, we used to.
Oh, and he used to come on as a guest.
But it was.
Through FSN.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was.
They
would
televise it, right? Or they would
video. Simulcast to their .com, I believe.
Do we still have a Girls Gone Gleeman drop on there from the state fair 42 years ago?
It was a Good Morning Peter Anderson production. And yeah, the likes of Roy Smalley, Tim Laudner. Dick Bramer would come in.
All the stars.
What do we got here?
From Misery to Minneapolis.
Well, that must have been for Super Bowl 52.
Okay.
I mean, that had to be Super Bowl 52. Let's see.
Well, now he's just like a kid at a
candy
store.
This is a familiar one.
Loserville.
Ooh, need that.
L.
Hey. Yeah, you asked. ABC.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Okay, so we got this.
Gleeman.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
We got this.
Girls Gone Gleeman.
There we go.
Hey! Yeah.
Remember that?
Girls Gone Gleeman.
Remember this?
Fox Sports North.
Tim Laudner, Roy Smalley, Dick Bramer, Burt Blylevin, and more.
Yeah, I used to come in after, I guess, that sometimes because they'd still have like the camera set up in here sometimes and all. Yeah.
Right. Well, because you would come clomping in and like step on their cords and not.
That's the only way I can get into a room is clomp. I mean, sometimes we just, you know what I mean? I'm not going to like prance in. That would be
Well, it's not only the reason they stopped the less than ballyhooed simulcast, but quite honestly, it's the reason they changed their name to Bally's.
Yeah, it was ballyhooed.
It was ballyhooed.
For ballys.
Right.
I always love that.
Yeah. What's the question? Well, I'll ask you, is because you watch a lot of baseball locally.
I do, yeah.
And nationally, is Bally's ballyhooed?
Sure.
What are you doing, man? Yeah.
Fox Sports North.
I'll say yes, because I'll see all these people on Friday back at the ballpark.
So. Okay, now here's the deal. The Donnybrook, the Melee, the Fracas.
Yeah.
The benches clearing brawl that just wouldn't stop. Saw what I did there, right? Benches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Benches clearing.
Proper.
Thank you. Compound adjective, though. Benches clearing brawl that just wouldn't stop. Well, suspensions have come out. I would assume, since you're an elite baseball mind, you've looked at names tied to games. And like, how many times did you watch that thing? I watched it four times.
A lot. We were in the press box at the Twins game as it was happening, so I watched it on MLB TV. I mean, it was like in three parts, basically, because it just kept escalating over the course of like a couple different half innings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched a full breakdown of it yesterday. Mm. It's
hold on.
The Green Jacket.
Sorry, anyway.
It's one of the, nobody got like seriously injured during it, which has happened in a few brawls. I remember Yasiel Puig brawled with the Pirates, I want to say, when he was on the Reds a few years ago, and the catcher got a concussion or something like that. I remember when
Puig was a badass in that fight.
He took on like nine guys by himself and didn't lose.
And like he pulled his sleeves up or something so you could see the muscles protruding. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Puig was traded then. He wasn't even a member of the Reds when that happened. Yes. He was traded mid-game.
Well, I remember like...
Are you kidding me?
I swear. Yeah, he was traded mid-game and fought for the Reds and a team that he wasn't playing for.
You have to mentally... Wow. Like the thing, when you have guns to show on your arms, you want to pull up the sleeves. I remember when I was in like high school and people would fight, like two girls would fight.
Mm-hmm.
They would always, you take off the earrings and you take off the shoes pre-fight for some reason. That was like, we've both agreed it's too easy to rip out earrings. Shoes, I don't know if that becomes a weapon or just from a traction standpoint, you're going to want that.
Yeah.
Depending on the flooring situation. So that's very important. But this one just, you could see it escalating because it involved one near hit by pitch and then a couple of actual hit by pitches. The Mariners side is accusing or was accusing the Angels side of specifically putting a pitcher in just to throw at them, basically.
Hold on. That is something in my throat.
Bramer.
Anyway, go ahead.
So that... I think is what really set them off because it's one thing to throw at people. It's the premeditated aspect of it. I think that did, but I saw the suspensions. I saw the Angels new manager who replaced Joe Madden like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Phil Nevin got suspended 10 games.
Okay. So this is where I'm tripping.
Yeah.
So Nevin, big kind of stocky, the all red, that was Phil Nevin.
Former slugging third baseman, first baseman.
But every time I saw it was always his back or somebody was like pulling him away. No, he was a crazed animal.
Yes.
I mean, he's lucky it's 10.
Yeah, he got 10 games.
He's lucky it ain't 25.
Yeah.
I mean, because a person, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you're an elite baseball mind, and you've witnessed many, many ballyhooed Donnybrooks at the JCC.
Yes,
between
benches clearing brawl.
Zach Naren and Doogie. I mean, you had to separate them no fewer than 15 times. So therefore, you've been right in the middle.
I did get into a fight once on a basketball court that ended with me... I made the mistake, I didn't know this at the time, but fighting with a kid who was a hockey player.
Uh-oh.
And so after a couple of shoves and an attempted punch, he just grabbed the back of my basketball jersey and took us both to the ground.
I'm surprised he didn't pull it over your head to neutralize
that
your
was
arms.
The move, but he just took us both to the ground onto a basketball court, and my chin hit directly in and just exploded in blood. So that was my last experience with a bunches clearing brawl.
And guess what?
Case closed.
Yeah.
Case closed. Case on that
closed
fight.
On my fighting career.
I was in one fight in my life.
Yeah.
And it was as a junior in high school.
Okay.
I was pitching for the like Babe Ruth Reds, playing like the Babe Ruth Cubs. And I'm in center field and I had a problem with this guy because I thought A, he was hitting on my girlfriend, but B, he was just kind of a bleep talker. And shockingly, I had some bleep talk to me. So his first name was Billy, and he was bigger than me. So the game's over. We're walking down the ramp to like get to cars, and Billy didn't. Ain't no cheap shot. To tell the truth, to tell the story straight. Ain't no cheap shots. Came up, said what's up, and it just went. And he hit me so hard in my mouth that my lip bled, and then I got a little kick in or something.
Yeah, you see the blood, and you're like,
no, I stumbled and I went face first into the concrete. That's why.
Oh, you chipped the tooth.
Yeah, that's why I chipped two teeth. So I'd say 20 years ago, Dr. Hermanson, Apple Valley, sedation dentistry. That's why these four teeth are what are known as implants. I've had them for 20 years. I mean, implants are aggressive, man. I mean, they get up in and they stick. So that was my only fight. I'm 0-1. I came into a plus 360. Anybody who bet the plus 360.
Now, Brett, what is plus 360?
I was better with the girls than I was with fighting.
Yeah.
And so that's my only fight. So I think we're a combined 0-2.
Yeah.
Case closed.
That was my last definitely on court or on field fight for sure. I didn't have a lot of wins during my career, but I think the lesson to be taken from this is if you go and take a nice L at a baseball game or a basketball game as a kid, you have a pretty decent chance of having a sports media career because that's the route you eventually take when you get your butt kicked, you know, walking off a basketball court or a baseball field. You go like, maybe I ought to write or talk about this instead of do it on the field.
That's always love that one.
You know the name Bo Mitchell?
Yes. Former Vikings fantasy writer. Yeah.
Or baseball, Bo.
That's who that was about.
Hell yeah.
Bo knows. About
15 years ago, you know, Golden Gopher sports aficionado, like Gopher Hall and stuff like that.
Of course.
Nadine Babu.
I do. I've met her many times.
Babu's tweets. Babu.
They got to clear out that button bar. There's
Babu's
too many
tweets.
Let's go, Nadine.
Does it say how many total drops there are? Like 40,000 or something?
No.
There's thousands, right? I mean.
Right. Well, they're given how frequently the system is cleaned and or updated.
Yeah, it's lifetime.
About 13,000 more than there probably should be.
You should have ceremonies where certain ones get retired. Like, we're going to use it for the last time. Like, it's you can sell off the rights to it, like an NFT.
Are you kidding me?
I like that.
I'm on the radio tomorrow. I got nothing but Florio to start the radio show. I'm starting to think about bits or lack thereof already. Yeah, because you can play funeral music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all-time great bits, but it's been 20 years of using it. It's like, okay, this is enough. Like
baseball.
You're going to hang its number in the rafters, basically.
Wow. You're an idea guy.
I know Abbott's ears perked up when I said you could sell off it as NFT, too.
So with Nevin, it's again, if you are a person of power and a leader like that, and you're inflaming and instigating.
I think that's why he gets a bigger suspension than
Shouldn't it be 25?
Well, yeah, you can make that argument. But I think he ended up getting, no one else got double digits. I think most people got two or three. There was a couple guys who got five.
Your guy Crawford,
J.P. Crawford for the Mariners.
Yeah, he had to have gotten more than one.
I think he got five.
I mean, he came in throwing. And the Ken Griffey lookalike for the Angels, hat backwards, same last name, maybe Robinson.
I don't know who that was. Did you also see a reliever, Raisel Iglesias, the closer for the Angels, got ejected? It was kind of unclear what he did to get ejected. He wasn't on right front and center. So then he went into the Angels dugout, and before leaving,
oh my God,
he took like the sunflower seeds and threw them out onto the field. He took like the water and threw it out
onto
the
field. So is he the one that threw the cooler?
Yes.
Wow. It's great. He went Earl Weaver on it.
I remember as a kid, I used to watch WGN Cubs games after school all the time. And I remember Andre Dawson one time got thrown out of a game, went into the dugout, and took all the bats out of the bat rack one at a time and threw them out onto the field and then went into the dugout.
I remember
that. Or went into the clubhouse, and I remember thinking, that is what I would love to do if I were ever ejected from a Major League Baseball game.
Yep, and here for the L.A. Dodgers, they just, you know, they get done playing the Bravos, the Atlanta Braves, Freddie Freeman against his old team, and when asked about what's it like to go against and play your former team, he said,
from agony to Atlanta.
We completely understood, specifically the way the Sunday night extra innings game went. For this segment,
case closed.
It's 11:20. Brett Blakemore with the cash thing.
The Fan and Hilltop Camper and RV are trying to put a grand in your hand with the National Cash Contest. Head to KFAN.com, enter that keyword. For this hour, it is bonus. Keyword is bonus for your shot to win $1,000. KFAN.com. Keyword bonus. More gleaming.
The Fan.
Bo knows. From the bold north to the dirty south. Box. Case closed. Chorsky. Coomdog. First peek at next week. Fishbowl.
Greenlay.
How about Sonny Gray last night, man? Damn.
Yeah, that, for a game, you know, 12 hours after they all found out that the pitching coach was leaving.
Right.
For their best pitcher to, or their best starting pitcher to come out with seven strong. They almost threw a shutout. They gave up a run in the yeah. ninth when they were already up double digits.
I don't get it, man. I mean, I'm conceding I don't get it. It's the pitching coach, I understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, that's a headache. I mean, I'm Rick Anderson raised. And I get Wes Johnson is important to the equation. Now, when you get X amount of games into a season, yeah, your mic is limp.
Yeah.
And to avoid it being flaccid, mm-hmm. I've attempted to turn the screws on the side of it.
So this is a known issue. Well, I didn't do this.
It's not a known issue. I just
To know.
And then I bet you know Barrero or Power Trip. I mean, they all have people who sit there, and everybody's yeah. always trying to get the microphone more erect.
Yeah.
But it's just one trip down the hall to tell Jared.
Well, it's always good to know that it's not me. It's the equipment.
No,
you know,
it's limp.
Yeah.
And you can switch mics if you want.
No, this is a good challenge.
But when you're this far in the season, you know what? I'm way out of my lane talking about the importance of a pitching coach, not mm-hmm. knowing what happens between starts. So I'm just not taking this as seriously as like Lavelle yesterday told me I need to be taking this. What's your take?
I mean, it would be like losing an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator midseason, okay. I would say. I mean, maybe slightly less important because yeah. there's no play call yeah.
Boy,
component to it.
Sonny Gray sure missed him.
Well, he was there still last night. He's there till the end of the series. But, you know, he's definitely the number two person on the coaching staff mm-hmm. by far. There's okay. a big gap between him and number three, I would say, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think, not so much with baseball versus, you know, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator of football, let's say. I think it would be slightly different in that he plays a bigger role in the organization in terms of the plan at AAA, AA, Single A. They're all sort of flowing from the top down in terms of what they expect from pitchers, what they're trying to get pitchers to do, and that was a big part of Wes Johnson, his influence on that. In terms of the day-to-day coaching, he also does that too, but it's not like Sonny Gray or whoever, you know, next Friday is the first day they're going to be without him, or this Friday against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the pitcher's going to go out there and go, oh, wait, which way is the plate? Do I throw a slider? Do I throw a fastball? We don't know because Wes Johnson isn't here. That component is maybe a little different than football because you literally need someone to call plays in football and all that.
It's the nuance.
Yes.
It's
the bigger picture. Like, you know, they've molded so much of their pitching system around what he thinks is good and what he thinks should be the case, because the whole idea with baseball and the problem that the Twins had with the previous regime on the pitching front was they'd call guys up from AA and AAA, and they weren't at all on the same page as the major league team. And so guys would show up, and they wouldn't have been throwing what they wanted them to throw. They wouldn't have been game planning how they wanted them to game plan. Under Wes Johnson, because he joined up before 2019, that has completely changed. Now, the good news is, because that's the way it's been, they have three or four people in the system who can kind of move up one rung on the ladder to help replace him. It's more of a group effort, but yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely been a very prominent voice. They've had success. They haven't, you know, been an amazing pitching staff, but it's easy to forget how awful the Twins pitching was for the better part of a decade before he showed up in 2019. They've been above average-ish or right around average-ish in his 3.5 years. Before that, they were often the worst pitching staff in baseball for 6 or 7 years. So I think that's the impact that you can see that he's made.
Okay, now he's leaving for Louisiana State University. Yeah. Which I believe would provide more security because sure. it's the college jobs generally do.
He got a 3-year contract, guaranteed 3-year contract.
And they also, surprisingly, pay more than most people yes. think, specifically at schools like LSU. And there also was a personal or family piece tied yeah. to it, right?
Well, I mean, he's a Southern guy. The Twins hired him. He was at Arkansas. Before that, he was at Dallas Baptist, and I think, you know, he's clearly got a thick accent. Takes about 2 seconds to realize this guy's not from Minnesota. I get the sense he liked it here, but it's more of a going back home, a lot less travel in college baseball. I mean, they only play 50 or 60 games a season, and he'll be closer to his family. I think he has either 2 or 3 kids, got a wife, all that stuff. So that definitely played a part, you know, and he has experience in the SEC. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, college baseball, I watch college baseball, but I had no idea that there was an arms race component to college baseball. Like SEC football, yeah, I understand. you know, the LSU football coaching staff, everybody's making $2 million and the head coach is making, you know, $10 million.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was money being thrown around like that for pitching coaches on SEC baseball teams, but he was making roughly $400,000 per year with the Twins. He will make $380,000 as his base salary.
He was making just $400,000 as a Major League Baseball
pitcher. That's above average for a pitching coach.
Well, then it's nothing like offensive and defensive coordinators. Wow. I mean, at least pay-wise.
Well, I mean, baseball managers is probably nothing like football coaches
either.
Yeah,
that's true.
But yeah.
Good point. So, and then you put hockey in it, and it's I mean, Gleiman thinks they're looking for nickels and dimes between couch cushions to pay Evison.
I did see Russo tweeted out something about the NHL salary cap for this year, and I was shocked how low it is as a whole team. But just in terms,
you also love baseball more than all pro sports. So when you see the word,
that's not even true.
It's not.
I'm a basketball guy. That's true. That, PA.
But you also love baseball more than most people, according to the perceptual. And thus, that means when you see the word salary cap, you break out in a
sweat. That's true.
In a sweat anyway.
It confuses me. But just so people know what because there's been a lot of stuff reported. Our LSU reporter, Brody Miller, got the actual contract terms from LSU. Wes Johnson gets a $380,000 base salary, which I know people saw that and went, well, that's less than he was making with the Twins. He's going to make college, and you can see this with Brian Kelly's contract too. There are incentives built in. There are ways to get a coach money in college that are not directly paid from the public institution that he's working for.
Boosters, though.
Yeah, all that stuff. And so there are, you know, you give him a TV show, you give him a radio show.
Somebody's going to give him a house.
Yes. I mean, he has a car allowance. I saw that. But he's going to end up making, which Dan Hayes and I reported initially, and then Dan Hayes was able to confirm it today, he's going to make roughly $750,000 per year for 3 years, so a little less than double his salary. Mm-hmm. 3 years, a lot less travel, closer to his family, all that stuff. I get all that.
Yeah.
I think that part isn't necessarily the most shocking part. It's just the shock to the system of, well, it's the end of June and his team's in first place, and he's giving them, you know, 96 hours notice, basically, and he's out of there.
And I wonder, you know, I don't know how the dots would be connected here contractually, but I mean, is it shame on Louisiana State University for coming after a guy close to the middle of the season? And I would assume if somebody comes after you, contractually speaking, you got to let Levine, Rocco, Levine, Falvey, and St. Peter know.
So, okay, a couple things on that. LSU, the offseason just started, like the College World Series just ended 2 days ago. But that just means recruiting kicks into gear.
Did Arkansas win?
Mississippi won.
Did Arkansas make the final?
Unclear.
Damn, man.
That's beyond my knowledge base of college.
I had a
baseball
friend in Vegas who's like, he was joking, who do you like in the College World Series? So, I mean, I like it just seen on the ticker. Yeah. Arkansas beat somebody dramatically.
That's the gambling research.
I wrote Arkansas can't lose.
Yeah.
Well, the knucklehead put 300 on Arkansas. I'm like, brah, I was just kidding.
He lost his house on that PA.
No, he lost 300. That's
to move into your guest room. But West John, so a couple of things. One, the reason the timing is because LSU doesn't want to wait until October when the Twins season is over, because then he'll have missed the entire recruiting period, so he's going to jump in and recruit and all that stuff. There's the transfer window, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Contractually, what was interesting is if the Yankees had come calling, you know, 3 days ago and tried to hire him, well, the Twins can just block that. They can say, no, you can't make a lateral move to a team. But college is not part of that.
Right.
And because they're not competitors, you know, technically speaking. It's not like LSU plays the Twins or in the playoffs or anything. So they weren't able to block it.
Well, he owes us. So, I mean, if there's a sneaky Louisiana State University
scouting
pitcher
report on it,
it's like, here's the deal. Here's the scouting report. And like, this is going to be a seventh rounder. You know, Wes calls up and says, well, they're missing six things here. Take him in the third round and you just crush on it.
Yeah. The Twins weren't, I'll describe it as not thrilled with the LSU side of things. But I'm sure if you ask somebody from LSU, they would care. They would say, what do we care what the Minnesota Twins think? Agreed. We'll never have to deal with them ever again on anything.
Yeah.
We got our guy. I mean, it's SEC sports, I guess. But, so he's getting more money. He's going immediately. He agreed to stay on through the end of this Cleveland series, essentially just to give the Twins some time to, you know, get their footing and try to figure out who's going to move up onto the staff. What are we going to do?
And so, that's nice of the Twins. Honestly, that's nice of Twins management. They're being like, because it could be the end of the Orioles series, or it'd be like, here's the deal, man. I mean, we're trying to run a business here, and we happen to be doing quite well. So therefore, we need you for a month, whether it's A, B, or C with LSU.
Well, they tried that.
Oh, they did?
They wanted him to stay through the All-Star break.
Let's go.
And make a clean break during, you know, the 4 days off that everybody had on the schedule.
Oh.
And he said, how about I give you, you know, 4 days?
Oh, my God, and it's adversarial.
Said, well, I don't think that, but I just think he said, look, there's nothing contractually holding me here.
It was like you and baseball prospectus.
Yeah. By the way, I take the opposite approach, which is if I were the Twins, I'm not saying the Twins should have done this, but my personality is if you tell me you're going to leave, leave.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be broken up with eventually.
Yeah.
Or gradually, I should say. Like, if you're going to say it's not working, I'm not finishing the dinner that we're at. You know what I mean? That's it. We're going to make a clean break. But
girls gone gleaming.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to anybody who avoided the fate of being hooked up with me at Girls Gone Gleaming. But the Twins, I think they were in such scramble mode and were so shocked by it. A lot of the players and staff found out on the flight to Cleveland via Twitter.
Weird, and he's on the flight.
Yes, he was playing cards when people found out.
Wonder if somebody wanted to push him.
And then he gave him like a speech at the hotel, a little bit of a rah-rah, kind of, you know, get them excited for what they still have ahead, but also explain himself. So it is it's a very odd situation. And I think, you know, is it going to wreck the Twins' chances of winning the division? No, they still have a lot of smart people on the pitching side. But they're going to have to scramble and they're going to have to find new roles for people. And there's going to be some uncertainty, at least, you know, for the next month or so.
And now he gets to work with college kids who still are ascending.
Yes.
And that's not to say that pitchers in Major League Baseball aren't ascending. But like Chris Archer, you know, it's OK, cool. If there's an ascension coming, great. But if he's exactly where he is now, expected.
Right.
If there's a regression, we don't prefer it, but whatever.
Yeah, it's more about how do we keep this guy healthy and as good as he is currently, as opposed to how do we take this 18-year-old freshman, and by the time he's a junior, he's somebody who's striking people out.
But it's, you know, from a communication standpoint, these college kids, they have to listen to you.
Right, and they also don't make 20 times your salary.
Where you can run across players now who are like, here's the deal, man. I was here before you got here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be here after you're gone. And I make 50 times what you make.
This was
so go sit in the corner and shut up.
This, other than the 50 times you make, this was the approach I took with, let's say, Josh Donaldson. I said, I was here before you got here. I'm going to be here before you're gone.
Well, that's, I mean, as EIC for baseball prospectus, if you didn't take that approach, you wouldn't be scooping the 360 you're getting now from the Athletic.
That's right.
I mean, seriously, brilliant.
But the reason the Twins hired him when he was at Arkansas, and he was known as a guy who did great work with young arms at Arkansas, Dallas Baptist, he was known as a guy who could get him to add velocity, all that stuff. And so he had experience in the college game. It's funny, though, reading his quotes from 2019 when he left Arkansas to join the Twins, he talked up almost the opposite talking points that he is now, which is, it's a, you know, more comfortable environment. I don't have to worry about working with teenagers. I don't have to worry about working with guys who, you know, all this other stuff. There isn't as much recruiting work done. And now, you know, he's experienced it for 3.5 years. And maybe he said, actually, I kind of liked it before.
Right.
Or maybe he said, I kind of like making 750 instead of 400.
Yeah.
Could be a little bit of a both.
That's the techie. He's Aaron Gleeman, The Athletic, theathletic.com. Walker Kessler, Twins Tribe, Twins Guardians, and much more around the corner at old
Ken the Fan.
I can't wait until tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow might very well be too late. I can't wait until tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow could never come. But I pray tomorrow comes, but it could be too late. I'm ready to smile before
Minnesota Twins doubleheader baseball about 10 minutes from now. That'll be cool. Did you happen to now the FICA Fairness in Kenley Jansen Act? He has an irregular heartbeat. Just went on the IL. Did you happen to see him Sunday night against his former team, the LA Dodgers?
No.
It was on Sunday Night Baseball, and I think he shut him down the night before. But I really enjoy watching players go against their former teams. specifically in the first year. Now, with Jansen, he's in like his 13th, 14th year copyright common. I guess I had forgotten that he played his entire career with the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was originally a catcher in the Dodger system.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was on Team Netherlands with Burt Blyleven during the World Baseball Classic as a catcher.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 15 years ago or whatever.
So like most players in their 15th year, I mean, they've been, you know, you were a Red and you were with the White Sox and the Rangers and whatever. But nah, so, I mean, he's all wound up when he came in there. It's top nine and it's 2-0 Bravos in an absolute meat grinder of a game. That if the National League Championship Series is Braves Dodgers, which it
probably
it's probably favored to be, even though the Mets lead the East. It's with Freddie Freeman against his former team. Just has some really good storylines. But Jansen, I mean, he just, I don't know, maybe the irregular heartbeat miss. I don't know what happened.
He's had that. He had that with the Dodgers. He had to shut it down a couple different times with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he adjusts his meds basically, takes 2 weeks off.
So he whipped through Bellinger in the first two. All right. Now the Dodgers are negative because they want to win every game because they just got that immortality thing to them. But this is our former guy on all the flights, the restaurants, the clubs, the Blu-ray game, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he's mowing them down. Well, then this cat named Lux, Garrett Lux, maybe?
Gavin
Lux comes up, all right? Pretty good. You know, he's like, his average is of the L variety, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, fighting off pitch after pitch after pitch, and then gets a hit. And then the next guy comes up, gets a double. It's second and third. And then the next guy comes up and gets a hit barely over the outstretched arm of the first baseman. Game tied. Dodgers win an extras 5-3. But to look at the Dodgers dugout when they tied that, bro, you would have thought it was the World Series. and it's granted, it's, you know, it's the end of a trip to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it's against a very good team and they've come back. But given it was against their former guy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right. I mean, you've seen it a million more times than me, the way they celebrated.
I mean, they've been to.
It was joy.
They've won one World Series and been to three together with Jansen. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't just, like you said, there's a lot of guys who bounce around. I think you will see think back to all those Yankees teams, the Jeter teams.
Yep.
They had the same guys for 15 years too, because the thing that happens in baseball, if you're on the Brewers or the Twins or whatever, and you come up and you're a star, odds are you're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come up and you're a star with the Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees.
Oh my.
There's no reason to leave because they can just pay you to stay, basically.
I need your best minute on Walker Kessler and the Wolves draft.
I don't mind. If it's a need, I'm just a big believer in you want to try to envision who's going to be the five on the court in the fourth quarter. And there's zero chance that Walker Kessler is going to play the majority of his career
as zero.
One of five. I mean, there's a very small chance that he's 7'1" guy who needs to play drop coverage defensively.
That's what they said about Ralph Sampson.
Ralph Sampson wouldn't be playing in the fourth quarter in 2022 either.
That's what they said about Dream.
I mean, we see that sometimes Cat has problems playing fourth quarter defense because they go small against him and stretch it out on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can play both of them together against small lineups. But if he's going to play 18, 25 minutes a game, matching up against, you know, the Embiids of the world, I don't mind that at all.
You, my friend, are a scholar, a gentleman, and a connoisseur of the oxymoron known as quality Manischewitz. Welcome back for all of that. I love you so much. I will not see you next Tuesday. But until then, God bless you and your beloved Becky, and have a good week, all right?
See you in 2 weeks, man.
Aaron Glayman, thank you, Brett Blakemore. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Florio starts the show tomorrow, we think, and we promise we most likely won't argue. I'm Paul Allen from the 651 Carpet Studio, FM 100.3 KFAN. The program is next.
Today's Paul Allen Show. Or listen back to previous show and interviews by going to the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.